couple of weeks ago, I was on a briefing call with a school principal. She'd invited me to give the opening keynote at an education leaders conference that she was convening. And the theme of the conference and the talk was leading beyond yourself. And a few minutes into the call, she told me about her morning that she just had. She'd just come out of her own leadership team meeting, actually. And here's what she said. So I was sitting there with people talking about different things that needed doing. And I thought and realized, I don't need to be here. This is great. What a cool line. I don't need to be here. So here's this leader in her own leadership team meeting, realizing that she doesn't need to be there. And she wasn't threatened or anxious about it. She just felt good, like something had finally worked. But most of us aren't there yet. And I bet one of your big challenges right now is that you're usually dealing with the immediate and the urgent. You know, that pull to clear the day's list, or dealing with that thing that just landed in your inbox, or that conversation that needs to happen by Friday. And those things matter. I'm not going to tell you they don't. But here's the thing. If you frame a good day's work as solving the problems of that day, I reckon you're missing a trick, because your days become your weeks, become your years. And when you look back over those years, what could you say about how you've contributed? And what do you want to be able to say? Okay, I want to bring in an idea that I've written about before. I'll put a link in the show notes to the original piece if you want to go deeper on it. But here's the short version, because I reckon it matters for what comes next. So there are two ways to focus your attention as a leader. One's a problem focus. So you're looking at what's broken, what's not working, what needs fixing, and you're trying to make bad things go away. And the other is a possibility focus. So you're looking at what could be, what's the better thing you want to create. You're trying to make more of the good things show up. And both of these, this problem focus and a possibility focus, they both have a place, because you can't ignore problems. But here's what I've noticed in my own work and with the leaders that I work with. When you're in a problem focus, your energy goes down. You're playing defense and you're tired by Tuesday afternoon. But when you've got a possibility focus, things shift. Your energy lifts. You see problems through a more creative lens. You start asking different questions, not just how do we fix this, but what's the systemic issue here? And how do we improve the system, not just patch the symptom? You also start looking for ways to develop other people, to grow them as leaders, not just delegate tasks to them. And you start taking a longer view. You get better at telling what matters from what just feels urgent. And that's the territory the principal I told you about earlier. That's where she was operating. And what she said to me later in our conversation is that across her career, in the early days, her language was, this is what I'm doing. And now it's a different language. It's a question. It's, how am I setting up this school to outlast me? And that's the key shift. At the conference, we workshop three questions, and I want to give them to you today because they're this kind of a practical way into this shift that we want to make. Question one, if you could create just one change that would outlast your career, what would that be? Question two, what systems need to exist for that change to keep happening without you? And question three, where are you both energized and uniquely positioned to make that change? You might want to pause and just reflect on those three questions. I'll just read them again. Question one, if you can create one change that would outlast your career, what would that be? Two, what systems need to exist for that change to keep happening without you? And three, where are you both energized and uniquely positioned to make that change? So you might want to make a few notes on that, especially the third one. That intersection of energy and unique positioning is where I reckon your real focus should live. because leading lasting impact requires focus. You can't transform everything at once. You need to choose one specific area where you're energized and uniquely positioned to serve, and then build the systems and the culture around it so they're strong enough to continue long after you've gone. So let's go back to that principle for a moment, back to her Tuesday morning. Maybe on a Tuesday morning a few years from now, you'll find yourself in a room thinking, I actually don't need to be here. This is great. If relentless busyness is the pattern you keep running into, I'd love it if you drop me a line. You can go to digbyscott.com/contact. We'll have a chat. You'll find the link in the show notes as well. Hope this is thought-provoking, useful. If it is, please share it with someone else you think it might be useful for as well. This is Dig Deeper. I'm Digby Scott. Until next time, go well.